It's time for the Coach Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7, brought to you in part by Integrity First Bank, Coleman Family Dentistry, Driftwood Lanes Baskin Robbins, Nassari Home Mortgage, Jim Brown Company, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Wells Fargo Advisors, James Boy at State Farm, Southern Breeze Real Estate, and 160 Pit Stop. And now your host of the Coach Maddox Show, Brad Haworth.
Well, welcome into week two of the high school football season. First road trip of the season for Mountain Home tonight. The Bombers in Jonesboro to face Nettleton. We'll talk things over with Mountain Home head football coach Brian Maddox coming up here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Shazam!
Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
When you want ice cream, there's only one place to go in Mountain Home, Baskin Robbins. Not only do they offer the largest variety of the most delicious ice cream around, they have a huge selection of specialty items like their waffle bowl sundaes, classic banana splits, warm cookie sundaes, scrumptious parfaits, warm cookie ice cream sandwiches, or try a powdered donut sandwich. For your next party, try one of Baskin Robbins' ice cream cakes or one of their super popular polar pizzas. It's an ice cream lover's paradise at Baskin Robbins in Mountain Home, next to Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
Tradition is something that you can't buy. In business, you earn it by taking care of your customers. That's what we've done at the Jim Brown Company since 1964. Jim Brown Company has been serving the heating and cooling needs of our customers with quick service and quality products for four generations, and we're proud to serve our friends and family in the Twin Lakes area. We are also proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers, and we're excited to see Coach Brian Maddox build new traditions with the Mountain Home football program. Good luck, Bombers, from the Jim Brown Company.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show as the Bombers in Jonesboro tonight getting set to take on the Raiders of Nettleton. Brian, first off, we'll recap last week's opening loss, that tough one to Harrison last week. We'll break it down a little bit. Just overall, your thoughts on the game last Friday night.
Well, obviously, I think we all want to beat Harrison, so it's right. You know, you're disappointed anytime they beat you at anything. But I was proud of the kids' effort. I know I said that last week, but they really battled. And, the more video we've watched of it, you just see individual kids, just playing their hearts out and battling and fighting and clawing. And, Harrison was very deep, so they were playing a lot of kids. They played with a lot more kids than we did. So, you would expect us to really wear down, especially they're late in the game. They're up two scores. They're on our, down inside our five, and our kids make them, snap it four times to score, just plugging it. And you can't coach that. And those kids have some heart, and I'm proud of them for that. We've got to be a little more consistent on the offensive side of the ball to string together drives. We didn't get points out of our drives. We had a breakdown somewhere to put us behind the chains, and then we wouldn't convert. We'd have to punt it away. And, for us to play the formula that we're trying to play, obviously, is ball control and, run clock and play good defense, bend but don't break defense, and shorten the game and have a chance in the fourth quarter. You know, we did a lot of those things. We did not turn the football over at all in the game. And,
right.
You know, usually when you win time of possession, you don't turn the ball over. You don't give up a big play on defense for the most part. You know, usually you got a great chance to win week one. What got us, I think special teams hurt us a little bit, just a couple of plays there in special teams. And Harrison executed that as well. They didn't turn the ball over. They were solid in their kicking game, and they played good defense. And so, you know, it was just two teams that had a pretty clean opening game. And one team, you know, momentum went their way and made the plays to win. And so,
and that doesn't happen very often. Usually you see a first game, you know, like last year, Mount Home turned the ball over six times against Harrison.
Right.
No turnovers, very few penalties on the night for either team.
Anyway, I was about to say, I left that part out too, the flags. We didn't have a lot of penalty yards. And so, again, the formula, that formula usually results in a week one win, you know, and it just, unfortunately for us, we played a team that is, and I'm going to tell you, Coach Wells at Harrison, in my opinion, is one of the most underrated coaches in the state, and that staff is. He came down from Missouri. A lot of people don't know him because he's in another state.
Right.
And he's a first-class guy, and they do a great job with the kids. You watch them, they're sharp. They're fundamentally sound. And, you know, so, you know, we play a team that doesn't have a three-year starter at quarterback, a team that's not that well coached, not that well prepared. You know, maybe it goes differently, but they did the things they needed to win. You got to tip your hat to that.
You talk about shortening the game. I hadn't realized this until I was just looking back at my notes from the game. Harrison had just three drives in the first half.
Right.
I didn't realize that.
We're trying to minimize the number of times our opponents get the football, you know, and it's something, and it, you know, and just being honest, there's been some games in the past for us, different opponents, where it gets away from us and we're giving up 60 points, 70 points, and we don't want to do that.
Right.
Those games are not going to be good for us, and so we've got to keep the point total low, and I know that can be boring football. I've had some people say, would you quit running the ball? You know, in my experience at Mountain Home, and I've been here a long time, that's when we are at our best. That's when we have our best chances to be successful, and sometimes it's not fail-proof, but it gives you the best chance. You know, now can we go about it a little bit differently and try to find different wrinkles that will help that formula? You bet, and we're going to continue to search for those, but as long as the kids are giving us the effort they're giving us and the coaches continue to work and, you know, we stay positive and continue to go about this the right way, I think we can have some success.
You bet. Harrison gets the touchdown with just about 2.5 minutes left in the first half. So it's 7-0 at halftime. What was your speech at halftime? What did you have to say to the young men? Because, I mean, you had done what you wanted to that point. You limited the scoring. You kept the ball away from them.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, and if it wasn't for me burning through our timeouts, so they probably would not have converted the fourth and goal to be up 7-0. We were out of timeouts, and we had, you know, we had two starters go out early in the game, and so we have an emergency. We actually had an emergency safety in, and so in the goal line, we go to our man coverage, and he got lost on which side to go, and not his fault at all. And so we didn't have the timeout to get him over there, sure enough. The fullback out of the flat is the one that gets left alone in the end zone, and they convert on fourth down. But, you know, the kids, I'm sitting there telling them, guys, you're battling. You're doing a great job, and you continue to fight and continue to claw. And we found some things tendency-wise in their defense, so we felt very good we were going to be able to move the football. And sure enough, we did. We got out there, and we ran midline, I think, 10 times in a row. And I got home. My wife said, quit calling that same play there where you run it right up the center. And we were averaging about 5.5 yards, I think, on that drive. And we're going to keep doing it until they stop it. And unfortunately, we stopped it a couple of times, but we had a nice drive there after we forced them to punt, and then, you know, it's 7-7, and you feel good about things.
Exactly.
We had a squib kick called, and, you know, it's a hard kick to ask your kicker to make because we ask him to do it left-footed. He's a soccer kid, and then, you know, it's his weak foot, but, you know, we line up like we're going to kick it over that left side, and they all shift, and so they left a huge window for us to just squib it down there, let them fall on it about the 30, and he mishit it. It looked like an onside kick. We almost recovered it. And somebody said, well, were you trying to kick an onside kick? And I said, well, it depends on the result.
Exactly.
If we recover it, yes, that was called. But, you know, that's a hard ask. That's really on me. It was my idea to try that. And so that was hard to ask him to do that. And he had a good night. Those are the things we're going to get better at. Let's just take some time.
Exactly. We're going to take a break. We'll have more here in just a little bit. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Dewey & Sons Plumbing has been supporting the Mountain Home Bombers since 1978. They know it takes teamwork to get the job done. Dewey & Sons Plumbing is proud of you Bombers for your teamwork and dedication. See Dewey & Sons Plumbing for all your remodeling and new construction needs. Dewey & Sons Plumbing. Call the plumber number 425-4868. That's 425-4868. The plumber number. Go Bombers!
When you need repairs done to your boat, jet ski, or trailer in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to go, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration in Midway. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration can do fiberglass repair, rigging, upholstery, wiring, carpet, electronics, and radio installation, fix structural damage, repair dock rash, and more. Let them get you fixed and back on the water in a snap. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Highway 126 in Midway. Call 507-0902. That's 507-0902.
Welcome to Wells Fargo. How can I help you?
Well, every day I get a latte from across the street, and trust me, it's best for everyone that I come to work caffeinated. Only today, I forgot my wallet.
Don't worry. We have a new way you can get money out of the ATM. Just use your phone.
My phone?
Just open your Wells Fargo app and request a one-time access code.
Oh, that's better.
Enjoy the latte.
You have done a great service for the people in my office.
No problem.
Wells Fargo is building better every day with new ways to access your accounts. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540.
I'm Kim Conan, owner of Southern Breeze Real Estate. Let our team do a free market analysis for you. At Southern Breeze, we have had remarkable success. And while we're busy, we are never too busy to effectively market your property. At Southern Breeze Real Estate, our team works continually to find new ways to get your property sold. Just like the Bomber players and coaches will find the wins this season. Southern Breeze Real Estate on Highway 62 East and Cardinal Drive, 425-8868. We are what you need us to be.
160 Pit Stop is the place to go in Gainesville for tires. They carry all the name brands you know at great prices with quality service. 160 Pit Stop also does front-end alignments, front-end repairs, and oil changes. Next door is 160 Lawn and Garden. They're your Husqvarna dealer, and they do small engine repair. So whether you need tires, an oil change, a new trimmer, or that lawnmower worked on, they can take care of it at 160 Pit Stop and 160 Lawn and Garden. Highway 160 in Gainesville. Call 417-679-3312. We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show, recapping last week's tough loss to Harrison to open the season. The Bombers at Nettleton tonight. Brian, you talked about the adjustments you made at halftime, and that first drive of the second half, it was very nice.
Oh, it was really nice. And that's, you know, Coach Bigham up in the press box, he had pointed some things at it, but when we were in our twin set, that they went back to their base defense. That first drive, they came out there in an even front, they're an odd front, they're in an even front, and they're just shifting around, which is, you know, intelligent on their part. And so it throws your blocking assignments in the option. And so we just started going twins, our twin sets, and we got them in that even front. We just kept running midline. And, you know, it was a give or it was a keep. And so Junior and Isaac got rolling, and it was easy. I'll be honest with you, we executed, and it was an easy drive. I mean, it was just, they gave us what we wanted, and we took advantage of it. So at 7-7, we gave them the short field. They drive down and score, and we made them earn that one too. You know, we made them snap it a lot for them having the short field, and they go and they kick off, and we don't field it, and they recover it. And, you know, then they go and punch that one in. It's 21-7. Momentum's flipped, and, you know, we don't need to be chasing games from behind with what we do, and I felt like it snowballed a little bit on us. You don't want to give a team that is that much deeper momentum also late in the third quarter, you know. And so kids continued to battle, continued to fight. I was actually really pleased that I didn't think fatigue really caused us a lot of problems in the fourth quarter, even with two starters going out and then having to – that really changed up our substitution patterns. And, you know, I was proud of that. Kids have worked really hard at conditioning. I thought it showed.
You bet. I'm sure you've been asked 100 times since Friday night, the kickoff that fell in and Harrison was able to recover. What happened?
Well, and it's, you know, it's one of those things, when you have – you know, when you have starters go out, some of them are on special teams too. So it was a domino effect. We had to replace Boje there on the kickoff return. So we had to throw a young man out there that only repped it really one time in practice. And I still think, I'm telling you, that he's a young man's capable of it. It just, that kick was perfectly hit to put him in that bind. And
yep.
The kid just timed up the run on the kickoff. The young man that recovered it, he hit the line of scrimmage right as the ball was hit, and he was full speed, and he dove on it. That ball very easily could have just bounced out of bounds, but it just hit and stuck. Yep. And and we didn't get on it, and you know that stuff happens. I mean, it's something that we've worked really hard at this week, and I think we've got it cleaned up, and that's all you can do from those situations is you learn from them. And it was a tough break. I mean, it was definitely.
How have the young men responded to practice this week after the loss Friday?
You know, we've had really upbeat, and that's not a word I thought. You know, I was really afraid we'd have to pick them back up, but they've been upbeat. They're working hard. I think, you know, that's something, and, you know, Coach Joyce always, I thought, instilled in them is continue to work week after week. This is not going to be an easy process. We all know that we play a pretty tough schedule every year.
Right.
And so the kids know. I think they've been through it. We've got a lot of seniors, and they just know, you know, we lose, you get better. You don't sit down and pout about it. And, you know, the one thing I would say, we've got a lot of injuries. I don't know that I've ever seen an injury bug like this before. And so, you know, I know we're, you know, obviously Blake Boje and Peyton Hughes, we lost them last Friday, and just first-class kids. And you just, you know, your heart breaks for them. It's hard as a senior. And potentially out for the year with Blake. Peyton is for sure. And Eddie just got some bad news at the doctor yesterday, so it's possible we may not have him. And Aaron Holmes is out now, and you've got Waymire's back's bugging him, and Riley Peters' hamstrings flared up on him again, so those two are kind of game time decisions. And and then you got Gabe Henderson's got some swelling in his knee, so it's hit us pretty hard, obviously. Hopefully we can get a lot of these guys back at least for conference. Some of them may go tonight. Some of it's just some, I think, some muscular stuff that we can use some therapy and get them healed up. But, just one of those deals, some bad breaks, and, a lot of them were impact injuries. Eddie's knee, obviously, in the Blyville game, it just has not progressed. And Aaron Holmes, had a helmet on the knee against Harrison. And so.
That is tough because you look at Boje starts both ways, Just starts both ways, Hughes starts on the defense, Holmes started an offense for you last week. That's, what, three starters on each side of the ball, I guess, isn't
it? Right, and that's
wow.
That's the thing. You know, you try – the one concern I had going into the season before we even started fall camp was depth, because you have a lot of seniors and you have a lot of underclassmen. That junior class is pretty thin. There's not a lot of kids in it. And so really was concerned about injuries. That's the one thing I felt all along. If we can stay healthy, we have just enough there substitution pattern-wise where I thought we could stay fresh for four quarters. And so that's really where it hurts you. We have kids we can plug in, but the leadership, when we started fall camp, we felt like we had two varsity safeties. They're both out. And the kids that we have plugging in have done a really good job picking it up. And, and no one wants to lose kids, but you have to move on. You have to coach kids up, and you have to – and we've had some kids step up and do a really good job. But, I was a senior that went out for the year, and that was one of the hardest things I ever went through. Of course, football was just meant the world to me.
Right.
And so for me personally, there's that personal, I hurt for them, because that's the kids that are out for the year. That's really hard.
It is. All right, Nettleton tonight. We'll take a break, come back, and talk about the matchup with the Raiders when we continue with the Coach Brian Maddox Show here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Shazam!
Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
When you want ice cream, there's only one place to go in Mount Vernon, Baskin-Robbins. Not only do they offer the largest variety of the most delicious ice cream around, they have a huge selection of specialty items like their waffle bowl sundaes, classic banana splits, warm cookie sundaes, scrumptious parfaits, warm cookie ice cream sandwiches, or try a powdered donut sandwich. For your next party, try one of Baskin-Robbins' ice cream cakes or one of their super popular polar pizzas. It's an ice cream lover's paradise at Baskin-Robbins in Mount Vernon, next to Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
Tradition. It's something that you can't buy. In business, you earn it by taking care of your customers. That's what we've done at the Jim Brown Company since 1964. Jim Brown Company's been serving the heating and cooling needs of our customers with quick service and quality products for four generations, and we're proud to serve our friends and family in the Twin Lakes area. We are also proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers, and we're excited to see Coach Brian Maddox build new traditions with the Mountain Home football program. Good luck, Bombers, from the Jim Brown Company.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show, and Brian, let's talk about Nettleton. This is a team that beat a very good Pocahontas team last week, 42-21. It was 42-7 at halftime. It was really never in question. They've got a lot of talent, don't they?
They do. A lot of team speed, and it's the type of matchup that has always kind of given us trouble, to be honest with you. Those teams that run the zone read, but they also have the bubble screen. The quarterback can give it. He can keep it and run, or he can throw it, and it's the spread version of the triple option. It's very hard to defend. And when you want to play bend but don't break, it's hard to just sit back off the football in the secondary and watch them throw those bubble screens and give them all that space, especially when they're throwing it to some athletic kids. And so for us, it's a defensive challenge first and foremost. It's going to be one of the tougher teams we go against. I felt like Coach Davis at Marion, ever since he got to Marion, that they were going to be a matchup problem for us because of the same type of offense.
Right.
And to see Nettleton go to it, you know, last year I'm watching the film from last year, and they were really more of a downhill, just protect the quarterback. He could run, but they didn't want to run him, and I thought that made him a little more one-dimensional, a little easier to defend. And, you know, I'd read a newspaper article theirs back in the summer at Nettleton, and Coach Hampton was talking about, we're going to try to get the quarterback involved this year in the run game, and I thought, no, don't do that. And so now here we are watching film, and they are very good. They're executing it too. So it's a challenge. Do I think we can bottle it up? Yes. You know, we've got to play our assignments, and our kids did a great job of that against Harrison. And so I think we're ready for the challenge. It's just, it's one of those things, you know, you've got to make sure your eye discipline is in the secondary is right. You know, they'll throw the screen, fake the screen, go deep on you. They got Pocahontas a couple of times on that. And so it'll be a challenge in the offense. You know, Coach West is our defensive coordinator, and he always tells me, okay, the first defense we're putting in this week is our offense getting 3.5 yards. And he said, no more, no less. That's what he says, no more, no less. And so that's part of it too. It is. He's right. Yeah. Offense is a big part of your defense. But, you know, defensively, they're in a 3-3 stack, pretty similar to what they did last year. And, you know, they really try to take away the midline, the inside veer. They try to make you run wide and then use their speed to run it down. And I would too if I were them. And but they do present some opportunities outside veer, some power where you block things down, kick out. And, you know, I think if you can misdirection them a little bit, you can catch them in some seams. But they'll play man. They'll get impression. They'll send people. And so we've, you know, got to follow our blocking rules because they'll give you some different looks up front too.
DeAndre Henry, their quarterback, threw for 3 touchdowns, ran for another last week. You talked about the option and what he's doing with different things he can do with the ball. What are the keys? What does everybody have to key on when they're watching him with every play?
Right, and they really pin your defense. If you're a team that likes to send the blitz, which obviously we don't send a whole lot of blitzes until people get inside the red zone. But, you know, and I'll just give you an example. You know, they've got plays where they stick the ball. You know, he'll take the snap out of the shotgun, stick the ball in the tailback's belly, and he has the option. He can give it. But as he has that ball back there, he's looking at your linebackers, and if they're coming downhill fast, the tight end runs right behind him. So he can give it. he can pull it and throw it to that tight end right behind your linebackers. That's tough. It's tough to defend. And so, you know, you have to adjust, I think. First of all, your depth that you're aligned at, your safeties maybe have to come down a little tighter so that they're in a position to play that. Our defensive ends are being taught to give read. We want them to give the football. We don't want him running in space. So some of that you can manipulate pre-snap with how you line up, you know, line up where it looks like they can't throw the bubble screen. They're counting numbers in the box, so, mm-hmm. you know, widen your outside linebacker a little bit, make it look like that's not there, that bubble screen's not there, if that makes sense.
And, right.
You know, hopefully you can manipulate them pre-snap to do what you want them to do. Now, I think they'll get clever, I'm sure, at some point, and then throw it anyway. And if we have to go man to match numbers, which it's the only responsible way to play it because they motion you and they'll shift you, then we'll have to do that. But, I figure we will give up yards. They're going to score their points. We've just got to keep it to a minimum, and hopefully our offense will execute on the other side of the ball.
You bet. What you hear coaches talk about, we asked you about this on the air after the game Friday night, you see your most improvement from week one to week two.
Right.
What are you looking for tonight out of the Bombers?
I'd like to see, kind of said it there at the beginning, the more consistency on the offensive side of the football. Mm-hmm. Defensively last week I was really pleased. They played well enough on the defensive side to win the game, and I was really proud of our kids for playing their assignments. And we had some errors here or there, but getting them off the field on third down when we have the opportunity to, I'd like to see an improvement there. Mm-hmm. Kicking game, I'd like to see that improve, obviously. But offensively really is where we've tried. And, of course, and it's hard. We've had kids missing different days of practice with injuries, so it's hard to get that consistency when you're not consistent at practice. But that's really what we want. We would like to string together more drives, longer and get points out of our drives. That's really what we've tried to focus on. And, the options sometimes, the reads, are, it's hard to make reads. It happens real quick. And so you're going to have some inconsistency. It can be a turnover-prone offense too, and we've tried to clean that up. And I was proud of that. I hope we can continue that.
Right.
I don't want to overlook I'm sitting here saying I really want to say the improvement on the offensive side of the ball. The defense had a really big challenge last week. The Dittmanson kid, I really believe if Harrison didn't have a 3-year starter at quarterback, I don't know that they score their first 14 points.
Right.
We have him bottled up in the backfield on third down, and he kept his eyes downfield. Really impressed with his composure, kept his eyes downfield, found a man, and most quarterbacks, when you get wrapped up like that in the backfield, they just, if they do come out of it, they tuck it and try to run.
Right.
He found the open man, made a good throw. And so, same thing here. 3-year starter at quarterback that knows the system. We've got to be very disciplined defensively.
You bet. We'll take a break, come back and wrap things up in just a moment. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Dewey & Sons Plumbing has been supporting the Mountain Home Bombers since 1978. They know it takes teamwork to get the job done. Dewey & Sons Plumbing is proud of you Bombers for your teamwork and dedication. See Dewey & Sons Plumbing for all your remodeling and new construction needs. Dewey & Sons Plumbing. Call the plumber number 425-4868. That's 425-4868. The plumber number. Go Bombers!
When you need repairs done to your boat, jet ski, or trailer in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to go, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration in Midway. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration can do fiberglass repair, rigging, upholstery, wiring, carpet, electronics, and radio installation, fix structural damage, repair dock rash, and more. Let them get you fixed and back on the water in a snap. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Highway 126 in Midway. Call 507-0902. That's 507-0902.
Welcome to Wells Fargo. How can I help you?
Well, every day I get a latte from across the street, and trust me, it's best for everyone that I come to work caffeinated. Only today, I forgot my wallet.
Don't worry. We have a new way you can get money out of the ATM. Just use your phone.
My phone?
Just open your Wells Fargo app and request a one-time access code.
Oh, that's better.
Enjoy the latte.
You have done a great service for the people in my office.
No problem.
Wells Fargo is building better every day with new ways to access your accounts. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540.
I'm Kim Conan, owner of Southern Breeze Real Estate. Let our team do a free market analysis for you. At Southern Breeze, we have had remarkable success. And while we're busy, we are never too busy to effectively market your property. At Southern Breeze Real Estate, our team works continually to find new ways to get your property sold. Just like the Bomber players and coaches will find the wins this season. Southern Breeze Real Estate on Highway 62 East and Cardinal Drive, 425-8868. We are what you need us to be.
160 Pit Stop is the place to go in Gainesville for tires. They carry all the name brands you know at great prices with quality service. 160 Pit Stop also does front-end alignments, front-end repairs, and oil changes. Next door is 160 Lawn and Garden. They're your Husqvarna dealer, and they do small engine repair. So whether you need tires, an oil change, a new trimmer, or that lawnmower worked on, they can take care of it at 160 Pit Stop and 160 Lawn and Garden. Highway 160 in Gainesville. Call 417-679-3312. We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. The Bombers in Jonesboro facing Nettleton tonight. Brian, last week, Luke Foreman, I know a young man that played very well for you. You and I were talking before we got started with the show. He does so many things that don't show up on the stat sheet, but boy, he played well, didn't he?
Well, Luke, oh, he did. And I tell you what, he a lot of things, you said it right there, it doesn't show up on the stat sheet. You know, and he's a kid that was a tight end last year and really good at it, and left guard was a spot we really needed somebody, and he jumped in there and did it. He didn't want to do it, and he may actually get bumped back out to tight end tonight, which is the domino effect with some injuries and things like that. You know, that's the thing. Bojé and Hughes were both our number one and number two tight end.
Right.
And so in this offense, you need a tight end, obviously, and a good one. But you know, Luke, defensively, he's getting double teamed. He's getting triple teams. He's getting bear hugged to the ground several times and just – gets back in on the play, you know.
Wow.
and made tackles sometimes, and it just his effort, his pursuit to the football, his leadership on the field was really good. And so I mean, he does so many things you don't see, picking kids up. He helped organize us, you know, when we were those first few snaps after we were missing both Bojé and Hughes, and it just the intangibles there. And so really proud of Luke, and it was I'm telling you, you'd have to sit there and watch the film and watch him play by play to know what I'm talking about. It was incredible. It was just phenomenal performance from Luke.
Speaking of performances, I heard there was a little dancing at the pep rally last Friday.
So I didn't know this was going to happen at all until it unfolded right in front of me. So it's probably a good thing too. But the volleyball team and the football team had a dance contest.
Really?
And these seniors, I'm going to tell you, they've got some dance moves. So the volleyball team goes out and they do their dance, and then our football team goes out there, and you talk about getting the student body fired up.
I bet.
But you had, Brad Liddy, for example. He was just right in the middle of it.
I can imagine.
But Brad's out there. Gabe Henderson's out there. And, Ben's out there with him. Waymeyer's out there. We had kids all over the place out there dancing. And they won the contest. I want to make sure I say that. And if you ever have Lindsay on, you make sure you remind her that the football team won the dance-off. And, of course, you know, about halfway through there, part of the dance routine is Gabe Henderson does the splits.
Oh, wow.
And I look right over at Kyle McCarn, who's standing next to me, and I said, if I'd have known they would have done that, or they were going to do that, I would have said no. Do not get hurt dancing at the pep rally the day of the Harrison game, please.
Exactly.
But thankfully, we survived that part of it and won the dance-off. So, but anyway, yeah, that was – if you were there, if you weren't there, it was priceless.
I bet it was.
And they don't know. It is on video, so that will show up again, I think.
Is awesome. We'll have to watch for that on the internet. Well, Brian, Nettleton tonight, what are the keys? What do you have to do to get a W this evening?
Well, Coach Hampton and I, when we were exchanging film last Saturday for the game, I don't think he believed me, the number of snaps in the Harrison game. I think maybe he felt like I was withholding some plays on there. He said, you guys only had 125 plays. And there's no way. And so we need that again.
Uh-huh.
We need that again. We need to shorten the game. We need time of possession. We need to not turn the ball over. We have to get points out of our drives. I do feel like we need to hit some play action pass a little bit more when the opportunity presents it. Defensively, we have got to make them drive the field. We cannot give up the big play, and they are very good at generating big play. Fast receivers, they'll go up. You have them double covered. They'll go up and out jump you and just come down with it. But if we can make them drive the length of the field, I really feel like we can get them to make some mistakes and help us kicking game. We've got to make sure, you know, we've got to win the field position battle. And we're not going to kick it deep on kickoffs for obvious reasons when you're trying to cover that speed and space. But, you know, the sky kicks, if we can get them on the 30, 35-yard line to start the drive, that'll help. And but it's the same formula, and that's the part where I feel like I'm going to be boring every week because I'm going to say the same thing over and over because the formula for Mountain Home is the formula for Mountain Home. It's what's worked for us over the years. It gives us the best chance to be successful, and but we need the same effort out of the kids that we got last Friday night. And that's the last thing I was going to say. You know, we got to tackle well in space. We got to fly to the football and continue to battle, and we need to stay healthy. You know, I've said that before, but maybe I need to stop saying it. But, you know, I'm just really proud of the fight last Friday night. You know, that's historically we have had some trips we've struggled to get off the bus. Right. And so I don't want that. So we're going to be on guard for that as well. We get off that bus. Let's go get after him. Give it our best shot.
All right. Good luck tonight.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Coach Brian Maddox, we'll take a break. Join you live from Jonesboro. And we continue in just a moment here on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Coach Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7. The Coach Maddox Show is brought to you by Integrity First Bank, Coleman Family Dentistry, Baskin-Robbins, Nassari Home Mortgage, Jim Brown Company, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Wells Fargo Advisors, James Boyette State Farm, Southern Breeze Real Estate, and 160 Pit Stop. Stay tuned, there's more pregame to come here on Classic Hits 101.7.